Well, you're only allowed to like what I like.
Well, I sure hope that what we both like coincides.
We'll have to find out.
Also, this is actually similar to another thing I was wondering about, is whenever I find something that seems like a niche show, right? There's always a whole...
Hold on. We're setting on this. Bitch! Niche!
What?
You know what else niche rhymes with? Bitch like you.
Okay, wait a fucking second. It's niche. It's niche.
No. Not according to Google.
It's niche.
Mm-hmm. The only thing that's niche around here is your pronunciation.
What the fuck? Okay, wait. How does phonetic typing? How does any of this work? Merriam-Webster says niche or niche. Wait, that's the least helpful answer I've ever seen.
It's almost like there's geographic differences in
English. No. There's no such thing as you're both right on the internet. That's not how this fucking works.
Well, I mean, if we had a Eurofag here talking about aluminium cans, they wouldn't be wrong. But I'm drinking out of an aluminum can right now.
Aru on top of an aluminium can just doesn't have the same flow to it.
I agree. It's funny, I was in Britain once, and I just struck up a conversation with some guy who was, like, friends with another person I was talking to, and, like, I hadn't even gotten this dude's name yet, and he just looked at me and was like, it's aluminium! And I was like, what? And he was like, it's aluminium, it's not aluminum! I was like, hi.
He's very passionate about his opinions.
He
Please
probably
understand.
Worked for an aluminium manufacturing plant.
He's trying to sell you aluminium, don't trust
sick
him.
Sick of fulfilling aluminum orders.
Alright, so this... Now this is very important. Is you said so many things about, I was in public and I struck up a conversation with someone. How the fuck?
What do you mean?
How the fuck?
You just go say hi if you have some reason to talk to them. I mean, granted, I also, you know, have lived and worked in New York, so I'm perfectly comfortable just walking down the street with headphones in my ears and ignoring everybody, but, you know, if you have...
I also live and work in New York City. How do you talk to people?
You just do. Like, most people are happy to talk to you if they're not giving off, like, don't talk to me vibes. I mean, if somebody's, like, standing there with headphones in, like, clearly not looking at you, then yeah, don't go fuck with them, but, like... If you see somebody standing in line in a coffee shop and you're like, hey, you have power level weeb shit on you, just go say hi and compliment them on it. And they'll be happy to be like, wow, you recognize that thing. Cool.
But what if they don't?
Why wouldn't they? They have it. They have the item.
What if they don't like me because I'm retarded?
Well, can't help you there. You fit right in on the internet, though.
True. You see, like, you're the kind of person who is the menace to society, right? Because I was on a plane once, and the guy next to me kept trying to talk to me.
Okay, see, that shit I would never
two
do.
2 hours. It was...
Oh, I'm so sorry. See, I would never do that. Like, if you're on a plane, you just want to be left alone. Like, you probably have a book or a music player or a laptop or whatever. Like, you have to have the tact to understand what kind of situations people want to be spoken to in, and usually an airplane is not one of those situations. And I have been on the receiving end of that, and it sucks. Like, I just want to play a game on my Vita or my Switch or my laptop or whatever, and the guy next to me is like, hey man, so what are you traveling to Japan for? Yeah, I don't know. I gotta buy my new Onohole, man. Fuck off.
That I can't stand that. Like, oh,
What do you do for fun? Oh, I play video games and I watch cartoons. Oh, really? What do you watch? My favorite cartoon is Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it's annoying, and it always sucks when somebody, like, mistimes it. That being said, I have made a few friends on the bus, but they were obvious weebs, and were happy to talk about weeb shit. I had a conversation for, like, 2 hours at some point with some guy who was really into Higurashi, and that was a lot of fun.
But this is the scariest thing. No, the obvious weebs are the scariest. There was... Okay, this is terrifying. So there was a guy I knew in college, and oh no, the anime club, right? This is like the worst group of people ever. But there was an even worse person. This guy in physics class wore one of the Ahagao shirts.
Oh no!
Class.
No.
And I was his like lab partner in class for the entirety of 2 semesters, and this kid had so much hentai just as his wallpaper, as his backgrounds on his laptops, and it was astounding. And I don't understand. First of all, what he was thinking. Second of all, why he wasn't in prison, because this dude was insane.
Yeah. Well, see, and the whole third, you don't understand why he was in prison. He wasn't in prison yet.
Well, that's what we think, but like every time someone got arrested because of like the public police records, this guy was infamous on campus, and everyone would always check the arrest records whenever someone was arrested to see if it was finally him getting done in.
Oh my god.
And it never was, but I really thought it was going to happen one day.
Oh man, that's pretty brutal.
But this is the kind of person, this is the obvious weebs. The obvious weebs, the obvious otaku, whatever you want to call them, they scare me.
I think there's different kinds. I mean, yeah, if I see somebody walking around with like a shonen shit shirt, or god forbid, an ahegao piece of apparel, then yeah, I'm gonna stay fucking clear of them. But like
in New York City, you must see a lot of this shit, because I see a lot of this shit. Everyone on the fucking subways is watching Naruto. Everybody.
Oh yeah, I see dudes walking around with Hero Academia shit all the time.
Literally constantly. Yeah.
Yeah. And them I don't talk to. But if somebody has like tasteful shit, like a Perplexities shirt or like something from an old show, then I'm more willing to. Like, for example, you know, I think I mentioned this before, but like if somebody has a fucking Urusei Yatsura bag, like they're not the kind of weeb that's watching like the stupid mainstream shit. Like, they're probably deeper into it and gonna be more entertaining to talk to, and I was proven correct in that.
I should probably try to talk to people then.
I mean, just try to read somebody. If you see somebody acting clearly autistic or wearing a fucking, like, Hero Academia shirt, no. But if somebody's wearing, like, power level hiding merch or, like, something that at least shows a modicum of taste, maybe they're worth talking to.
Yeah, but see, this is my problem, is I can't... Like, I'm at the point where... I consider Angel's Egg normal, and
what?
It's like Angel's Egg is normal.
What planet are you on?
Angel's Egg is normal.
No,
but other than that, like, I don't even fucking know anymore. It's like I can't determine what's like normal fag shit, and what's the niche stuff anymore, because you
okay,
can go
here's a good,
literally
here's a
anywhere.
Thumb, then. Normal fag shit is something that somebody would still like, even if they've had no prior exposure to anime. So, you know, Steins Gate and Madoka and, you know, Gurren Lagann. And for the record, I do like all those shows. I don't think the fact that they're normal fag shit means you can't like them. But like, yeah, if I saw somebody wearing, like, a Gurren Lagann piece of merchandise, I wouldn't be like, oh, yeah, this is somebody who's super into anime. I'd be like, oh, this is somebody who put this on Netflix and watched it. But if I see somebody with a fucking angel's egg, you know, shirt, I'm not going to be like, oh, yeah, this guy is watching normal fag shit. He's watching, like, niche avant-garde anime.
What is this? Anon is humble bragging. Okay, no. This is the thing, is, like, anything ever that you can watch and you can think to yourself, oh, this is niche, someone else has already seen it, someone else already knows it better than you will ever. And, like, nothing seems like a niche anymore.
I think that just means you're too deep. Like, you're so versed in this, and you're talking to people who are equally versed in this, that you've lost sight of the surface. Like, let me be clear. No fucking normal fag would ever watch Angel's Egg, period.
Okay, but they should.
Yes, but they're normal fags because they don't have the taste to do that. If something doesn't grip them within 30 seconds, they turn it off. They probably won't watch anything that requires them to read subtitles.
Okay, 30 seconds. What's the fastest you've ever dropped a show?
Oh, shit. Fuck. I know I dropped Full Metal Panic at episode 5. I'm actually scrolling down my...
That's a long time.
Let's see. Fuck.
I'm looking also, at my, fuck, like, everyone. Fuck everyone who says it's pronounced niche.
I say niche. Too bad. Too fucking
You're
bad.
You're wrong. You're statistically wrong.
Okay, I dropped Boogie Pop at episode 4 because Boogie Pop herself, in the new version anyway, was portrayed so fucking, like, choony. Like, she tries to come off as, like, condescending and, like, mysterious and smart, but all she does is just sit there and explain shit. Like, it was really boring and dumb.
Okay, I didn't like Boogie Pop either, but I got that after one episode. How did you make it through 4?
I was hoping that it would get better because people kept telling me how interesting it is.
How have you never dropped something faster than 4 episodes? Do you not watch seasonal anime?
No, I only pick up seasonal anime that look interesting.
All right, well, God bless your pure soul. I go through, I watch everything, absolutely everything.
Oh, shit.
Why? It's a fucking adventure. Because people always say, anime is dying, everything that comes out that's new is shit. And it's... Okay,
nah. I dropped Pupa after like 10 minutes.
What? Wait, Pupa was good. Okay, never
mind. No.
Pupa was fun. No, I liked the part where they ate each other.
That's the whole thing.
It was really cute. It was really cute.
Bruh. That's a bruh moment.
So my personal record so far, the fastest I've ever dropped a show was 4 seconds.
What? Okay, and tell me about it.
I do not remember what the show was. All I remember is the first line of the show. It starts off, the character says, "The rain is filling the cracks in the sidewalk." And I immediately said to myself, "But it can't fill the cracks in my heart." And then the character said, "But it can't fill the cracks in my heart." Oh, I closed it. I was done.
Oh, that's rough. I always hate, like, when a show drops dialogue that, like, a 15-year-old would think is, like, deep or philosophical or some shit like that.
So edgy.
Oh, man. That's... Oh, I can, like, feel the shivers on my spine. Ugh.
That's what happens when you get to the bottom of the list of the seasonal anime. It doesn't get much worse than that. Ooh. Do you remember what show that was? Fuck no. It was, like... It was several years ago. It was something no one remembered.
If somebody's saying, let me guess, he hated Amagi Brilliant Park 2. No, Amagi Brilliant Park is fucking amazing. I actually just rewatched
Amagi
it.
Brilliant Park was absolutely fantastic.
It's probably Kyoani's most underrated show.
No one,
No one talks about it, but it's great.
I always forget that that's a Kyoani show because that's a really good show.
A what?
And no, that did not come out right. I always forget that's a Kyoani show because it's really good, but no one ever talks about it.
No. A what show? A Kyoani show? You're making fun of me for niche and you're saying a Kyoani show? What are you, fucking Goku out here? You watch an anime in the middle of your Kaioken, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kyoto Animation.
Hi, Kyoto Animation desu. Our studio burned to the ground. It was the biggest tragedy in animation history. I don't know. I don't know where I was going with that. It sucks. I love Kyoani, but oh well.
I love Kyoani.
I'm just busting the balls.
Kyoani, is that what we're calling it?
Kyoto Animation, Kyoani.
Kyoto Animation.
Kyoto Animation.
Fuck, I'm losing the pronunciation battle. This is not doing well. Ah, fuck, what else is hard to pronounce? This caller is drunk as fuck. That's very true, let's get drunker. Kanpai!
Kanpai! Look, I'll be honest, doing the silly, like breathe out thing that all the anime characters do when you drink actually feels really good.
It really does.
It really does.
I did it once as a joke, and then I kind of just started doing it unconsciously, and I think it's becoming a problem. I need professional help. Nah, just kidding.
No, you just need more beer.
That is true. Oh yeah, so baking. How the fuck does baking work?
Well, typically you take a set of ingredients and you mix them together and you leave.
Yes,
them
yes. You take the ingredients, you mix them together. Yes, I majored in chemistry. I work in fucking medicine, and baking eludes me. I do not understand.
Man. I don't know what to tell you. All you have to do is follow instructions. That's it.
I can't bake. No, I can't fucking bake. Because baking is impossible. Like, I sit here, I spend like 2 hours trying to bake something, and it comes out terribly, and I have no idea why. And people bake for a living. People make, like, bread and cannolis and eclairs, and they make them perfectly, and they make hundreds of them every day. I can't make one.
Maybe this is why the corona vaccine is taking so long, because it's being baked and not well. Fucking chemists.
Chemistry is a meme. I hate chemistry. Nah, I can't hit everything. I like chemistry. Chemistry is really fun.
I remember doing those like chemistry experiment things in high school, or not even like elementary school, and it was fun. I like the volcano things. That was really cool.
Oh, those were a heck of fun.
Those are great. Yeah. Actually, when I was a kid, among the many crazy things I used to do is I used to make chlorine bombs. If you've ever done that.
That sounds deadly.
What goes in a chlorine bomb? Literally all you do is you take a water bottle, you pour some rubbing alcohol into it, and you take a little chlorine tablet. If you have a pool, you might have those around. Otherwise, you can just get them online or whatever. And you put a little chlorine tablet in the rubbing alcohol, and it produces an exothermic reaction that will eventually burst the water bottle. So you would just like put the chlorine tablet in with the water, with the rubbing alcohol, shake it up, toss the bottle, obviously with the cap on, and eventually the bottle would just burst. There's no fire. The bottle just pops from the gases. And it was just cool.
Is this legal?
I never found out.
Is it okay to mix chlorine and isopropyl alcohol?
what happens if I do that? Other than an exothermic reaction that blows up.
I didn't know Dougal was a terrorist. Well, now you know.
You fucking should have. Are you kidding me? I mean, just look at him.
Yeah, fucking chlorine. Coffee. My way to the top.
Chlorine and coffee terrorism. Holy shit! Wait.
Buy my coffee, or else.
This is literally the plot of Gochiusa, isn't it?
Sharp lost house.
Sharp lost chlorine bomb.
Sharap oh, no. is taking her house back by force.
with chemical weapons.
Amausa on, more like Amausa gone.
Jesus Christ, I fucking hate you. Oh, so fucking send help. I'm too sober for this shit. What else am I doing? What else do I do with my life? What's your opinion of the mountain of science? There's a big mountain, right? Biology is there's something worse than biology. There's psychology, right? Psychology is the lowest of the low. Please comment on chess. Oh fuck, wait, people playing chess. Oh, wait a second.
The mountain of science. This sounds like the kind of bullshit that science majors come up with to fight and wank each other.
That's absolutely true. But okay. So there's psychology, the lowest of the low, right? And biology is better than psychology, because psychology is just applied biology. But okay. But chemistry is better than biology, because biology is just applied chemistry. And now chemistry, well, they're not that good either, because chemistry is really just applied physics. And physics, they're all idiots, because what they don't know is that physics is just applied math.
So math is the best science?
Statistically. But what you're missing is the final piece. Because math is not the top of the hierarchy, because math is just applied philosophy. And so philosophy is categorically the most powerful science. And so if you want to be a true scientist, you should be a philosopher. By the way, something I learned recently, there is a position that exists known as a computer science philosopher.
Oh my god. What the fuck does that even mean? But why isn't your code compiling? How does this you feel?
No, not like that. Is it it's not philosophize. Philosophize. I think. Philosophize. Photosynthesize, right? They photosynthesize about what's it? Just like the philosophical questions of computer science, whatever that may be, right? What is the most powerful computer you could ever have? Is something that a philosophical... No, what is the most powerful computer that you should have?
Well, a non-sentient AI. Definitely no more powerful than the human brain. Definitely nothing sentient. Because I am absolutely positive that, as every science fiction author has feared since like 1948, if we ever had sentient AI, humanity would abuse the shit out of it. Absolutely.
That's the first thing I'm doing. But AI is top kimoi. AI is going to kill us all. There's nothing we can do about it except drink more.
I mean, or put them into sex bots. Sex bots.
That's the golden age. That's the golden age. We get the robot.
We'll be here for it. We'll be here for it.
We get. Fuck. Was there a good robot waifu show? Wait.
Well, there's been some close things. There was one of the most obscure anime I've ever seen. Did you ever see Fight Ipatsu Juden-chan?
I do not think so.
Juden is nothing to do with the German word for Jews. It's a show about a girl who, like, literally can plug into people and charge them up to, like, improve their emotional state. She has to, like, charge herself by plugging into the wall. But the very specific weird thing is that the author of that show had a massive, massive piss fetish. And every time the main character would do the tsundere gag where, like, the character gets punched and they go flying, that would happen to the girls every time, and they would pee as they would do that.
Oh, hell yeah. Now we're talking.
It was pretty fucking wild. Like, the raw degeneracy on display.
You should play, speaking of VNs, you should play Maggot Bates.
I'm going to play Maggot Bates. I'm in the middle of Euphoria, and then I will get to Maggot Bates after that.
Oh, so you know why Maggot Bates was made?
Why?
Because the developers of Euphoria, right, the writers, they had to censor themselves when they were writing Euphoria, and they weren't very happy about that. And they wanted to make, they thought that Euphoria was too vanilla for them. And they wanted to make something that would really let their creative minds blossom. And by the way, they were fucking right.
Will. Okay. I will. That's the best Maggot Bates endorsement I've ever heard.
Maggot Bates is fun. You should read it. Oh, this I is. Will. All right. Do you read a visual novel or do you play?
That is a really good question. I tend to use both interchangeably. And I can
use them both at random.
Yeah. I generally say play, but here's the thing. If I'm talking like present tense, I'll say, "Hey, I'm playing a VN," or "I'm reading a VN," or fuck, I don't even know. It's whatever comes to me in the moment. I have no idea. They both sound fine.
I feel like it kind of depends on the nature of the thing.
That too.
But a lot of the time, it's like it's not really a book because there's choices that impact what happens. But it's not quite a game. There's not gameplay to it.
But it's interactive. Like, you have to click the button to push the dialogue forward.
Yeah. But it's like. It's like choose your own adventure, and that's not. I feel like it should probably be read.
Probably.
And then there are some that have more gameplay, like Monster Goal Quest, which I'm sure you've also played in its entirety, right?
Of course.
Of course, yes. And you've played Paradox?
I have not.
You should do that. Very good.
There's so many good things to consume out there.
Well, this is simply more good-er.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Alright. You have been a fantastic I've been caller. Here. Wait, what?
I've been here for like 70 years.
I was going to say, I should open the line up for somebody else, but you've been really fun. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, my boy. I'm going to drink one more.
One last compai for the road.
And
compai.
Now that I'm drunk enough, because at the beginning, I have to admit, I may have told a small fib.
What's that?
I may have talked a little bit of shit, just a little bit of shit at the beginning while you were gone. But like just a smidge.
Just a little? Just a little bit?
A tiny bit. You'll never find it. There's no evidence. But
okay.
It may have been just the tiniest bit mean. But the only reason I said that was because I didn't have the courage because I wasn't drunk enough. So, I fucking love you all. Except that one guy. You know who you are.
Savage.
Oh, fuck, I'm too drunk for this. Goodbye, friend.
Goodbye. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Arigato gozaimasu.
Do itashimashite. All right. Let me find some other track to play.